message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Of diverse wonders. What is diverse? I'll be as brief as possible so that we can move straight into prayers. I'm speaking on introduction to diverse wonders. Introduction to diverse wonders. Diverse wonders simply means multiple, many, or numerous miracles. When we talk about diverse wonders, we are talking about multiple, numerous, and many miracles and testimonies. I say this in the name of the Almighty God, that will be your testimony in Jesus' name. I say that will be your testimony in Jesus' name. Our God has designed you for wonders. And these wonders is not for one direction. Just one direction. God designed you for multiple wonders. Numerous wonders. Many wonders. Different kinds of wonders. That's why in this month, as you are thanking God for your husband, you'll be thanking God for your children. As you are thanking God for your wife, you'll be thanking God concerning your business. As you are thanking God concerning your relationship, you'll be thanking God concerning your pocket. As you are thanking God concerning your results, you'll be thanking God concerning your benefactors. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. God designed us for diverse wonders. And I can prove that to you from the book of Job chapter 9 verse 10. Job chapter 9 verse 10. God explained to us there that he designed us for numerous wonders. Wonders without number. Different kinds of wonders. Different sorts of wonders. Many of us have gone to a place before where they are serving a buffet. Then you have different It's almost time, so I can talk about food a little bit. Numerous kinds of food are there. Then you first go like this. You first look at it like this. But what am I going to take here? It happened to me some years ago, maybe about 10 years ago now or more. I went for a meeting in the organization where I was working. They had a meeting for us, 3 days meeting. A brainstorming meeting for 3 days in Lekki, in Lagos. And they fed us. And then the kind of buffet I saw, I've never seen this kind before. At that time, I still used to eat a little bit. Now, it's not, I don't eat as much as. Then, if I see food, I eat it very well. But now, to eat food now, praise the Lord. I still eat, but at least not, it's not like then. I say, ha, 3 days. So I sent for my wife. It's more than that. It's more than 10 years because I remember some things now. It was even before our first child was born. I sent for my wife. I said, I cannot enjoy this blessing alone. Come and meet me in Lagos. Praise the Lord. So God, when I saw, I said, what kind of food is this? Different kinds. And then you eat and eat. The food is downstairs. The meeting is upstairs. So after eating the food, to climb the staircase upstairs is the problem. You carry one leg, you rest. This month, God will overload you with blessings. I said, this month, God will overload you with blessings. God will overload you with blessings that you cannot eat it alone. If I were you, I would say a better amen. I said, God will so bless you that you will not be able to eat it alone. You will send for your wife, my dear, come and eat out of it. You will send for your children, my children, come and eat out of it. You will send for your parents, my parents, come and eat out of it. Let me hear your loudest amen. You will send for your friends, come and eat out of it. These blessings are too much. Let me hear your loudest amen. According to that scripture in Job chapter 9 verse 10, it says, which doeth great things, past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. He is a God that gives us wonders without number. And he loves doing wonders always. Exodus 15 verse 11. God enjoys doing wonders. It is God's delight to see you do so well. It's like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders. So he is a God that loves doing wonders. And I tell you sincerely, the wonders you saw in January is small. The one you will see in this February, you will open your mouth, you will not be able to close it. You will open your mouth, you will not be able to close it. men will be aghast and surprised at what my God has wrought in your life and in your family. In these 20-something days, multiple blessings will appear in your family. Multiple blessings will appear in your business. Multiple blessings will appear in your marriage. Multiple blessings will appear in your destiny. If you believe it and receive it, shout, I receive it. Academically, it will come. Financially, it will come. Spiritually, it will come. Family-wise, it will come. And it will be diverse. I say it will be diverse. Looking at the children of Israel, the Bible says that they were in bondage for many years. And suddenly, God delivered them through wonders. In Exodus chapter 11, verse 9 to 10, God began to wrought wonders through Moses. And began to do great things. Diverse kinds of wonders. Everybody was surprised. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh will not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied. Can you see that? How many of us saw that now? That my wonders may be what? That my wonders may be what? Please, this month be sensitive. Don't just read scripture. No. There will be some particular things that you will see in scripture and you press into those things. He says, I will do something in your life and your wonders, the wonders in your life will be multiplied. This month of February, wonders will be multiplied in your life. I say wonders will be multiplied in your life. Wonders will be multiplied in your family. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 22, Deuteronomy 6 verse 22, the Bible says, and the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon the Egyptians, upon Pharaoh, upon all his household before our eyes, before the eyes of your enemies. This month God will surprise you. Before the eyes of your enemies this month, God will surprise you. Before the eyes of your adversaries this month, God will surprise you. In the name of Jesus. And through multiplied and diverse wonders, God released the Egyptians. God released the Israelites from the captivity of the Egyptians. Speak to somebody here today. Through the wonders that God will do in your life, He will release you from captivity. You will come out of where they chained you. You will come out of where they change your glory. I don't know about you, but I know something is there for me in this month and I will get it. If you will get it, shout, I will get it. If you will get it, shout, I will get it. But another example of those who assess diverse wonders is Joseph. Another example of someone that assessed diverse wonders is Joseph. Joseph was just a regular guy until the God of wonders stepped into his life. The Bible says that Joseph was the most preferred among his brothers. In Genesis 37 verse 3, the Bible says his father loved him more than all others and he gave him a coat of many colors. Genesis 37 verse 3. He was so blessed, the father loved him. Verse 3, not 33. He so loved him, he sold him a cloth of many colors. He preferred him among others. God is going to make you preferred today. Say, God is going to make you preferred today. I don't have time to go into the details of the story because of the non-availability of time, but I will be showing you five diverse wonders that God did in the life of Joseph, and I'll be prophesying them at the same time to your life. Number one wonder that God did in the life of Joseph was in the book of Genesis chapter 41 verse 40 to 41. Number one diverse wonders that God did in the life of Joseph was in Genesis 41 verse 40 to 41. He gave him divine appointment. Now look at this, brethren. Thou shalt be over my house, as Pharaoh speaking. And according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Go to the next verse. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. God gave Joseph wonders, and he gave him diverse wonders. And one of the diverse wonders he gave to him is that he appointed him. This month, God will appoint you. I say, this month, God will appoint you. I say, they will appoint you to a significant position this month. He appointed him as a prime minister from just a bloody prisoner. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that surprising? If one wants to move from a prisoner, at least one should move from a prisoner to at least a prison warden, or a prison security, or a prison cook. How can you move from inside prison into presidency? Somebody's here today. God is going to do that kind of thing in your life in Jesus' name. It has happened before and it will happen again. In this same Nigeria, a man called Olusegun Obasanjo, this same thing happened to him. From prison, God brought him and place him as a president. He did not spend any money for campaign. He didn't have money. He was broke by the time he came out of prison. They had ruined all his companies. But because God wanted to do diverse wonders in his life, he was appointed. And I pray for somebody here today, there will be a repeat of such in your life. Number two, diverse wonder that God did in the life of Joseph was divine decoration. Genesis 41 verse 42. Genesis 41, 42. I don't know what you require today. God will decorate you with it in Jesus' name. Look at this. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. That is what they call divine decoration. When we are talking about diverse wonders, we are talking about somebody having wonders from different areas. This man just got appointed and the same man just got decorated. As you are moving from one wonder, you are moving to another. As you are moving from one testimony, you are moving to another. As you finish dedicating a house, you are moving into doing greater things. As you finish opening a particular company, you are starting new ones. As you finish one particular business success, you are moving to another one. There will be no pause in your progress. I said there will be no pause in your progress. I said there will be no pause in your progress. Let me hear your loudest amen. But first, diverse wonders done in the life of Joseph was appointment. The second was decoration. Number three, wonder that was wrought in the life of Joseph is divine honor and recognition. This is one thing people are looking for everywhere. Divine honor and recognition. Genesis 41 verse 43. He was honored. He was recognized. Everybody started bowing to him. Your enemies will bow to you today. And he made him to ride in the second chariot. The man had two mega executive chariots. And he rode on one and gave Joseph the second one. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. God is going to make somebody to be honored today and recognized. All those your years of working and laboring, all those your years of working very hard and nobody recognize you, in this month of February, you'll be honored. In companies where you have served and they didn't see you, they didn't notice you, nobody honored you, nobody recognized you. In your husband's house, the family members did not know you. They look at you and they ignore you like this, like you are a nobody. They will honor you today. I said they will honor you today. They will specially recognize you. And what will make them to recognize you will come into your hands. What will make them to honor you will come into your hands. Let me hear you say a big amen. Four, diverse wonders that Joseph received is divine authority. God gave him authority. Genesis 41, 44. All our political leaders are looking for authority. Authority is from God. He's the giver. And he will give you authority today. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. And without thee, that's talking about Joseph. Without you, Joseph, no man will lift up his hand or lift his foot in all the land of Egypt. Without Joseph, you can't do your hand like this. It's a taboo. Without Joseph, you can't do anything. He is in charge. God will make you in charge. God will place you to be in charge. I am blessing you. I'm praying for you from the depth of my heart. And I pray those prayers will come to pass in your life without delay. Those prayers will come to pass in your life without delay. You will be in a position of authority. You will be in a position of authority. You will be in a position of authority. God will place you in a new level of authority. In the name of Jesus. Authority is different kinds. There is political authority. There is spiritual authority. You tell the devil, keep quiet there, and he keeps quiet. You tell witches and wizards, shut up, and they shut up. You tell powers of darkness, keep quiet there. When I talk, you don't talk, and they must keep quiet. Today, you are assessing a different level of authority. I say you are assessing a different level of authority. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And five, end of diverse wonder given to Joseph is marital bliss. Joseph did not ask for wife. There was no record that Joseph toasted anybody and then gave him a nail issue. No. Joseph got wife on a platter of gold. In Genesis 41 verse 45, Joseph did not go to ask for wife. They gave him a wife mysterious. God himself gave him a wife, the daughter of a priest. Well-trained girl. Bible says, and Pharaoh called Joseph's name Phanapena. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Petipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Joseph did not struggle for wife. Joseph did not go here. And he said, no, there's no way here. You come here, he said, no, I'm already engaged. You come here, he said, no, I should have come yesterday. That kind of experience was never Joseph's experience. Joseph was enjoying his royal majesty and royal regalia when they said there's a good woman here. She's the daughter of a priest. Take her as a wife. And the Bible, if you go further, I don't have the time to see that, you will see that she got pregnant and she delivered to Joseph two bouncing solid boys. God is going to surprise you today. Diverse kinds of miracles will be happening in your life. Diverse kinds of testimonies will be happening in your life. Diverse kind of blessing will be happening in your life. As you are rejoicing over new resources, you will be rejoicing over new houses. As you are rejoicing over visas, you will be rejoicing over your children. As you are rejoicing over greater turnover, you will be rejoicing over safety from the attack of the wicked. Let me hear you say a big amen. So, friends, this is just an introduction, what we call diverse testimony. You are testimony, testifying over the children. You are testifying over your parents. You are testifying over your business. You are testifying over the education of your children. You are testifying over your growing business. Every area, your spiritual life is blossoming. Your spiritual life is on point, is alive. You will never suffer any form of setback again in life. I say you will not suffer setback again in life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly tonight, before we go into prayer, how to assess diverse wonders. I'll just give us 3 points. The one way to assess diverse wonders is to stay faithful and focused on God. Psalm 84 verse 1. Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse 11. If you stay faithful and focused on God, there is no way He will not say to you, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. For those that stick to God, He will always say to them, I've been following this Jesus for a few years now. I have no regrets. No regrets. No regrets. I have 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 no regrets. No single regret one day. And I regret it that God called me to work for Him. And I regret it that I'm even serving this God. And I even regret, not once. This is how your testimony will be. I said that is how your testimony will be. I say that is how your testimony will be. There shall be no regret concerning you. But there's a condition. You have to stay faithful. You have to stay focused. You have to stay faithful. You have to stay focused. You have to stay faithful. But 2, how to assess diverse wonders is to use your gifts and talents to the glory of God. Every gift, every talent, everything that God has given to you. If you really want to assess diverse wonders, use it to the glory of God. Everything God has given to you is to glorify Him and to benefit you. If you want to experience diverse kinds of blessings, then it's important that you stay in stewardship. You use your talent. You use your ability. You use everything you have to glorify God. And 3, how to assess diverse wonders, remain prayerful. Remain prayerful. Prayer is the magnet for wonders. The more you pray, the more wonders you see. The more you pray, the more wonders you see. The more you pray, the more wonders you see. For me, I believe strongly, there is nothing prayers cannot do. In God's grace and privilege, we have used prayer to change grade from F to other better grades in school. In God's privilege, we have used prayer to attract good wife. In God's grace, we have used prayer to attract children when children refuse to come. In God's grace, we have used prayer to escape bullet of armed robbers when they shot at us. In God's grace, we have used prayers to escape accident and to escape untimely death. By God's grace, we have used prayers to attract resources, massive resources. That's what the prayers can do. I am yet to see what prayers can do. Just tell me what it is. I want to know. The more you pray, the more you attract. Anything you want, don't be weak in the place of prayer. Luke chapter 18 verse 1, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Everyone that wants diverse wonders must pray. Pray. You must pray. Must pray. Must pray. As we pray today, every single thing that you are believing in God for, no matter how diverse and various and numerous they might be, today is the day you are sharing your testimony. Right from this first day, you will partake of God's blessings. Right from this first day, God will smile on you. Right from this first day, God will make a way for you. Right from this first day, God will smile on you. Right from this first day, doors that have been shut against you shall open suddenly. In the name of the Father and of the Son.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.